Do you hear that? It's the sound of transformation. Welcome to episode 4 on my podcast. Hi, I'm Ryan. My podcast entitled Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked. And really, today, the episode's name is Always Running Out of Time. Today, I'm really realizing, you know, ever since I was a child, it may have something to do with childhood trauma, lol, it has everything to do with childhood trauma, but ever since I was a child, I've been running, and when I was, you know, younger, I was taught to run, and I was taught to run by my mother because my mother never had anyone that cared about her in our families. My family didn't love her properly, and she took care of them. My mother's family didn't love her properly, and she took care of them, and her mother took care of them. So, and then my mother's father's side of the family didn't take care of her, and she took care of so many of them and was so open to them. So she learned at a young age to run. And run away from her feelings, run away from her pain, run away from her fear, mostly her fear. And then when I was born, she started to run with me, and we would run to you know, Atlanta, and you know, New York was my second home. I moved to New York when I was just 1 month old. So always running from one place to another, one place to another, one place then back to another. And then my mother would take me back to Houston, Texas, because that's where all of our family was, because she just wanted someone to take care of me, look out for me, and look out for her, and love her properly. And every single time we would find ourselves in another city doing well, or, you know, probably better off than wasting away in Houston, my mom would go back to Houston with me because she wanted to try and see if anybody would change and truly love us. She wanted to see if anybody would change their bad habits and love us correctly. And my mom came from a very disturbing childhood where nobody really saw her. And because of that, she grew into a person. The crazy thing was everybody saw her. But because everybody saw how bright she shined, nobody saw her. And they acted like she was easily discarded. She was easy to discard. So when she got older and she had me and my father was not around. And no, he wasn't around because she kept me away from him. He wasn't around because when I would go to his house, I would get abused, I'd get whipped really badly. And I've learned to forgive and move on because nothing is worse than allowing the past to completely drench you of your happiness. But when I went to my father's house, I got beat on my birthdays. I remember the first birthday my mother let me spend at my father's house, I was left in the house alone all day. And my mother had to come and pick me up. I think it was my 7th birthday. I would get beat on. When Christmas would pass, nobody would buy me gifts, and my mother would have to come and pick me up. Mind you, my father would call and ask, or somebody at what else in the family, and my father's side of the family would ask her to drop me off. She would drop me off, and I would get treated like hell, like a rag doll, or I'd get treated like my cousin's. Like when you're, you know, when your younger cousins or your younger siblings do something wrong and you have to pay for it. So I would get, you know, whipped on for what they would do. I was basically just like a beat up, like a punching bag at my father's house, verbally, mentally, physically. Nobody saw me. Nobody loved me. And I know the difference between love now and then, and nobody loved me. So my mom did not have any support at all with raising me at all. And so she just ran. She just flew, and she would get like cars, and she was like, she had so many businesses when I was growing up. She was like such, she taught me how to be an entrepreneur. She would get cars, and she would take us on these long road trips, and everybody back in Houston would complain about her. They would talk down on her. They would say all these different things about how horrible of a mother she was because I was homeschooled and we were traveling. But the lady was running all her life because she was never loved. And so when I went through things, my mother would pack my shit and she would take me to New York. When I went through things, my mother would pack my shit and she would take me to Atlanta. So it's embedded in me to run, hide, and fly away at the slightest bit of inconvenience. Even when things are going well around me, I still feel this idiotic need to run because I know deep down it's not going to last long. And it's more than just, oh, that's just yin and yang. That's just like the flow of life. That's just how life is. It goes bad, then it goes good, then it goes bad, then it goes good. It's just an up and downhill battle. But it's one thing for it to be an up and downhill battle. It's another thing for good times to be 2 seconds and bad times to be 10 minutes. And if you understand that length, you understand what I'm saying. You understand where I'm coming from. Me and my mother, all I had was my mother. That's all I had. Maybe a family member would help us financially like once or twice every 5 to 6 months. But all I had was my mother. So I grew up in a single parent home. The other parent was very verbally abusive to me, and he was not around. And then growing up, my mother wasn't big on Christianity. She told me, she did take me to church, she did make me go to church, but she told me, you know, find a religion to believe in and I'll let you stop going to church. But she wasn't hard on for me to believe in Jesus, even though she did not know. She knew more about like Islam and Christianity, mostly Islam, because she learned about it in New York, but she knew that there were multiple gods, and she had a door open for me to learn about these things. So if it wasn't for my mother, I would not know everything I know in terms of spirituality. Because even though Jaden and Willow and Teo, they all helped me learn more about like myself within terms of spirituality, like the Misfits Rep crew, my mother was the reason why I had the ability to sit down. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here with everybody now. I wouldn't be your mentor. I wouldn't be your helper. I wouldn't be your guidance at all. So running all my life, running away every single time, anything happens, anything escalates, any kind of feeling, any kind of stress, any kind of strain. And now it's like, as I'm getting older, and not even like old, I'm like, as I'm turning 23 and 24, 22, 21, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I have been running since I was born. And this did not begin with me. This began with my mom. And then you look at this experience, these experiences of running, and you're like, when am I going to find peace? When am I going to find stability in my happiness? Like, and I boiled it all down to, I was never loved properly, so never being loved properly taught me to run away from everything and everybody and never settle my heart down because I was too afraid of what's to come. And it's so sad that with that mindset, I've been hurt more than I would have been hurt if I would have just settled down and even if things got bad, just allowed myself to weather the storm. Instead, I got up and packed my stuff and I left. And it's a coping mechanism that I learned that has been so hard for me. But I'm so happy that I'm breaking out of it in my 20s. So I'm not 50 or 60 and I'm trying to understand why I keep running, trying to hide. You cannot hide from everything. You cannot run from everything. At some point, the universe is going to put something in your face that you have to face, and there will be no way out. And it's not because the universe hates you. It's because the universe has decided, I'm not going to allow you to continuously carry on these generational curses and trauma just because you're too afraid to get your hands dirty. I learned at a very young age, and I'm talking about young age as in right now, while I'm 22, running does not stop anything. Running from these problems, from your pain, does not conquer anything. You may run a little bit, but it's like a tsunami. That shit will catch up to you and completely soak you and drown you and drench you until you're gasping for air under the water with the sharks. And I have dealt with so many people in relationships with so many people who've ran away from me because the way that I speak to people like they're a version of myself. I speak to people like how I look in the mirror and I speak to myself. And a lot of people cannot deal with that. And the reason why they can't deal with that is because I'm really hard on myself. The reason why is because I want to be great, because I am great. So of course, if I let you in my life, you are a portion of me. You're going to be great. And if you're not going to be great, you're going to hear my mouth. And that's just how I thought. That's just how I think. That is just how I think. Maybe now I'm a little bit more, okay, you know, that's you. Like nowadays when people doing stuff and, you know, they're my friends, what I'll do is I'll ease back. But they'll get mad at me for that. But I'd rather them be mad at me for easing back than them being upset with me because I want them to be somebody in life. Some people don't want to be nobody. But people have ran away from me, and I'm realizing now it's not that I'm a bad person or it's not that they're exactly a bad person. It's not, nobody's a bad person in the situation. It's just that some people cannot take that pressure of being more. Sometimes running away is the most easiest thing, but it looks easy, but it is not, because that shit catches up to you. And it will knock you down. And the universe will let it. And the universe will go quiet while you're begging. The universe will go completely quiet. And it's for a reason. While you thinking, woe is me, it's for a reason. A more divine purpose than you'll ever understand. If you allow yourself to get all caught up and stuck in your head, you'll never understand it. I say all this to say, you know, I have ran away from lovers that I desired so much. I've ran away from thinking that I was worth something. I ran away from thinking that I was worthy of more. I have been running away all this time on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram, with my services. Like, I'll provide my services for really cheap, or like with the way that I communicate, I'm afraid to say this, I'm afraid to say that, just running. And then I run to this city, then I run to that city, and I know I'm trying to do better, and I'm trying to like progress with the way that I commit to things, but it's just running, and all I'm doing is trying to validate that running. That's it, just trying to validate it. Because I'm really afraid of what would happen if I had to settle down and actually fight. That scares me. Even now, with laying it all down like a blueprint and speaking it out loud, still scares me. The reason why you're confused is because you've been running away for such a long time. Now, all you see around you are a bunch of mirrors and walls, and you have to either look at yourself or look at the wall. And you look at the wall and you start to feel dry and unhappy with yourself. And you look at the mirror and you start to feel dry and unhappy with yourself. So you either face yourself or you turn to the wall and you feel dry and unhappy, but there's no way out. At least a mirror, you could bust it down. At least after looking in a mirror, you can break it. You can't break a wall. You don't have no bulldozer. You're not a paid contractor or whatever. That's not your job. I'm done with running.